You only die twice. This is not a James Bond movie. It's another episode of Pushback. If you're concerned about the direction our culture is heading, then maybe it's time to push back. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pushback. I'm Dr. Johnny, and when I'm on my fourth season of podcasting, it's inevitable that when you become a regular listener of somebody or a podcast, we tend to do life together. And I shared with you last week the passing of my beloved granddaughter, Lucy, and I just want to make sure I take the time to say thank you to you, my listeners. I have received overwhelming support and messages from you, as well as those who have commented on my last podcast, which really came from my heart and was really about her and her current situation and about us and our current situation as spiritual beings here and in heaven. Our spirit is with Lucy in heaven. That's not some new agey kind of thing. It's just what the Bible says, that we not someday will be seated with him in heavenly places, but that we are seated in him in heavenly places. That is our current reality after dying and being resurrected with Christ, that we actually are with him in heavenly places. And it is so encouraging and uplifting and comforting to know that when we go through tragedy that we have. I want to go deeper into that this week because it has just been so on our heart. And there is something about loss, deep grieving loss in our lives that make us think about our own mortality, our own existence, and what happens when we die. And there have been so many questions that have been generated even from my last podcast that I felt like it would be important to go even deeper. And I'm telling you, as I dig into this and have dug into this topic of death and resurrection and life and eternal life, that I really honestly could talk about this for probably 2 to 3 hours. And just quoting scripture, the Bible actually talks about this quite often, quite frequently, not only just in commentary, but Jesus himself would talk about death quite often, as well as Paul later in the New Testament. And I just want to read some of those things because I want to comment that on that in my own situation as we are grieving the loss of our dear one. And in your situation, because there is one thing that we all have in common, whether you are a believer or whether you are not a believer, whether you live in a place of hope, whether you live in a place of hopelessness, we have one thing in common, and that is that we are all going to die. And we all have to face our own mortality, and we all have to face the issue of what happens after death. Is there life after death? The hopeless scientific community is trying to tell us that we just end, that there is nothing else. And they're also trying to tell us that we're living a purposeless existence, which has led to increased crime and hopelessness and depression and suicide and all of these things that I've talked about in other podcasts, which I will continue to talk about in the future. But we believe that there is a greater purpose, a greater existence in which we live, and there is something about loss that actually draws us to the topic of our own mortality. And I really felt like it was important to follow up last week's heartfelt message with a teaching this week about what we have as believers and the hope that we live in. So let me just start with 1 Corinthians 15. This is Paul talking to us about our current existence. And he says, but if it is preached, 15:12, 1 Corinthians, but if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. It's a powerful couple sentences that Paul leads with here, because you have to follow the dots. He's saying, if there is no resurrection, then Christ was not resurrected. If he wasn't resurrected, then we all might as well go home. Dr. Johnny needs to turn off this podcast. You need to stop going to church. You need to stop reading your Bible, because your faith is dead and hopeless. It all, there's a hinge, there is a fulcrum, and it all hinges not only on the death of Christ, but his resurrection. It's the resurrection. More than that, he says, we are then found to be false witnesses about God. For if we have testified about God that he raised Christ from the dead, but he did not raise him, and then in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. He goes further connecting the dots and says to us that if we don't believe in Christ and we don't believe in his death and his resurrection, then everything is futile. And those that we have lost or who have died before us then are also equally lost. They just go to nothingness. And we who are left in this existence then should be pitied. And my friends, I want to be raw with you in this podcast. If that is true, then the Claussen family should be pitied, maybe like no other family, over these last couple weeks. Why? Because we lost something so precious, a 2-year-old preciousness, Lucille Rose. Then we should be the most pitied, because then she is just gone. We'll never see her again. And what a great tragic loss. And yet, if you would have gone to her service just 2 days ago before I am giving this podcast, you will realize that that was not a room filled with hopelessness. It was a room filled with praise, with worship, with hope, with life, and with an understanding of Lucy's current position and state. He goes on to say, but someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? I think this is so interesting. And he responds, how foolish. He's basically saying, you're thinking about this all wrong. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined, and to each kind of seed he gives its own body. Not all flesh is the same. People have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies, and there are earthly bodies, but the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind, and the splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another, and stars differ from stars in splendor. So it will be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. And that's the key. That's exactly what I explained last week. We are raised up as a spiritual body. It's a completely different thing. To ask how is Lucy's body going to look in heaven is actually asking the wrong question. It's a foolish question, because we actually don't understand. She's actually raised into a heavenly body, a glorious body full of splendor. Our bodies here, he says, is also splendorous as well, but her body there is different. It's a glorified body. It's a heavenly body. And it's from a seed of a heavenly seed. And this is just so beautiful. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man is of heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those are of the earth. As is the heavenly man, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man. I hope you can digest and absorb the immense power of those words. We think too much in our earthly realm. We think too much about the first Adam who just came from dust. But when we die, we actually return to a spiritual father, a spiritual seed, and we are born of a spiritual likeness. Actually, when we receive Christ, we are actually born into the spiritual realm, as I explained last week. And we actually bear the image of the heavenly man. My friends, Lucy is bearing the image of Christ himself. That wrecks me. That's her existence. That's her reality now. And it's all glorious. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with the immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? See, my friends, Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. His blood covered the sin so that we could be resurrected with him in a spiritual, heavenly reality. And this flesh that I'm stuck in here on earth temporarily, I just live in faith through him. Temporarily. Until I live in that glorified body that is outside of this world. Romans 6:8. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. So let me say it again. For if we died with Christ, which all of us who are believers have, then we believe that we also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. For the life he lives to God. And let me go back to say, we live with him. I hope you are all connecting these unbelievable, glorious dots. And when we do, we are not living as those who have no hope. 1 Thessalonians, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. We do not live like those who have no hope. We are full of hope. I encourage you and invite you, my listeners, if you're interested, to listen to Lucy's memorial service. You can go to Heritage Church Baxter, Minnesota, and go to the website, and you will hear a message by my pastor regarding hope. Hope is the thread. Hope is what connects us. Hope is the key. And we see that because of hope, we understand that we are already living eternal life. We are already connected to heaven. We are already in heavenly places. We live from heaven towards earth, not from earth towards heaven. We don't hope for heavenly visitations. We live in heavenly visitations. And we invite heaven here on earth. That's our role as ambassadors. It all comes back to culture. My heart is broken these last 2 weeks, and yet I'm still so connected to transforming culture because that's what our lives are about. We have all eternity to enjoy the presence of God like Lucy is right now. We have all eternity. We are here. Those of us who are left, the ones who are here in our temporary bodies, we have a job to do. And we can't fritter away our lives, the time that we have here. We have to know what our calling and our purposes are and pursue that wholeheartedly. I don't want to get into deep theology in this podcast, but this is entitled You Only Die Twice. There is, I always hesitate as a non-theologian to even go anywhere near the book of Revelation. But the book of Revelation is very clear about a first resurrection and a second death. See, everyone dies, everyone is resurrected, and everyone dies again. The Bible is super clear about that. However, when we receive Christ, we can take care of that first death right now. I am crucified with Christ. Therefore, I no longer live. That's death number one. And we die with him. Then we go through the first resurrection where we are raised with him so that when our physical bodies die, the second death, it has no effect. This is the beauty in which we live, and this is the hope in which we live. And we can celebrate even a young life like Lucy. We can celebrate her because we know that her second death had no effect. In fact, it actually brought her into a glorious place. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, for me to die is gain. He has perspective and understanding that there is something even glorious beyond. But while he is here, he is doing the work of Christ as we live in him and we co-labor with him on this earth. I hope you're following me through all this because we have to follow this from the beginning all the way to the end. But those who are unbelievers, those who have not received Christ, guess what? You are still dead to your sins. You have not died. You have not been resurrected. So when you die here on this earth, that is the first death. And the Bible says in Revelation that you will then be resurrected again after 1,000 years and you will actually experience the second death. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all the liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I don't want to get into the deep theology of it, but know this. You can take care of the first death right now. You don't have to. I'm a physician. I see death not too infrequently. This is what happens when you live in a world of healthcare. And I've seen faces. I've seen the faces of those who live in that place of hope and they don't fear death and they're surrounded by their families and they are supported like we have been over the last couple of weeks. And they see death as gain, as a promotion, as an escape out of this temporary body into something that's even greater. That's our hope and that's our promise. And I have seen the look of terror over people's faces as they are facing death and the uncertainty of it because they haven't given their hearts over and they haven't experienced the first death. I would like to testify on this podcast that I am not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of death. I've already died, and the second death has no effect. That's where I live. That's my existence. But there are those who you may know, there might be those who are even listening to this podcast that have never experienced that first death. You say, well, why would I want to die? Because he died for us in our stead, and we can be participants in his crucifixion and his resurrection so that the second death has no effect. And as soon as you do that, you are actually entering into eternal life so that you can have the promise of hope that the Claussen family has experienced these last 2 weeks. I am so grateful that we've been surrounded by those who have shown us so much love. But I've also heard it said that you never want to miss out on a funeral opportunity. A funeral opportunity. Because everybody in the room is thinking about their own mortality and what happens after they die. What an opportunity. It even happened to Jesus when he was brought to the tomb of Lazarus. It happened to him. Martha said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." And Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at that last day." But Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." Now listen to this. He breaks it down for us. "He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" That's my question for you in this podcast. Do you believe this? That if you believe in Christ, the second death has no effect. And as you live and you receive him and go through his crucifixion and his resurrection, that you will never die. That's what he promises us. So if you are listening to this and someone has put you onto this podcast, wink, 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 and you are an unbeliever and you're listening to this, you are subject to the first death. But that can change. You can just adhere to the first death right now. You can take care of that right now. If that's you and you're listening, or you've been a listener, but you're just uncertain whether you've actually received Christ, whether you've actually died with him and been resurrected with him. If you just don't know, then would you just repeat the simple prayer with me? "Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. I know that you died for me and that you have forgiven my sins through your blood. I believe in your death and I believe in your resurrection and I want to be part of it. Jesus, I receive you into my heart. I receive you and the fullness of you and who you are. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior." If you just prayed that prayer with me, then you're a dead man walking. You received the fullness of who Jesus is, which means his death, and you are alive with him in resurrection. That's what we demonstrate in water baptism, death and resurrection. I encourage you to become connected to those who you love, who have received him as well, and they will instruct you on what to do next. Because this is where the adventure begins. This isn't where it ends. And I just welcome you to the family of God. Thank you for listening to me again this week. It is such a privilege to come before you each and every week and share my heart. And I'm willing to be raw and forthright with you. And again, thank you for the love and support that you've shown us over the last couple of weeks. And we're going to still go after this thing called culture, because that's why we're here, until he takes us home. Let's go together now to set and shape the culture.